This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Tired of feeding us a football NFL Lunch style. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. Gee, wonder what's going on with the Ravens today. Anyway, joining us now to talk some football, he's been around the game for a long time. He's one of the premier NFL writers. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Howard Balzer. Howard, what's happening?
Oh, everything's happening, guys. We know that. I mean, that's the NFL. 24/7 is certainly what the NFL is, 365 a year, except for a little time between the middle of June and training camps, but boy, it's nonstop and never ending.
Now with Justin Tucker here locally, we've talked to you about this, Howard. This was the assumed end game that he would be the very least suspended, and the Ravens would bring in a new kicker. Well, they drafted one, released him yesterday. I mean, maybe it's inappropriate to even talk about whether or not this affects Tucker's Hall of Fame candidacy right now, but were you surprised by yesterday's news? And will Justin Tucker ever kick a football in anger in the National Football League again?
All great questions, no doubt. And it's one of those things that it hits you and you go, wow. But then you say, well, it's not really surprising what the Ravens have done, especially since they drafted a kicker. Now, had they not drafted one, then you'd say, and I know, and that's never a be-all and end-all, because we see a certain number of kickers get hired, drafted, and they don't end up working out, because you just never know about these guys. And certainly that was the case. I said, double check, Justin Tucker is a rookie. I mean, when you just never know how those guys are going to work out. But I get the Ravens didn't want this hanging over them. They're probably, they might – maybe, I don't know if it's 50-50. I don't know if it's possible to put odds on whether there will be a suspension. How much can an investigation truly find out anything substantive, when my understanding is the last incidents apparently happened 9 years ago. So, but, given all those things, the Raiders felt this was the best move. Now, the one thing we'll never know, guys, is if Justin Tucker had kicked last season like he normally does, would they have decided to weather the storm and see how it plays out? But looking at the overall picture, they said this is the best move for us and decided to move on. In terms of your question about kicking again, I would think he probably will get a shot at some point once this whole situation clears. But then again, team's not going to offer big money based on what happened last season. Team's going to say, well, are they going to say that's just a glitch? That's just a freak year. Will he get a bore? Or is that the beginning of the end in terms of Justin Tucker as a productive kicker in the NFL? So, that's a question certainly for down the road. And who knows? He might never get another opportunity in the NFL.
Howard, how would it affect his candidacy for the Hall of Fame?
That's another good one. I mean, he would think on the basis of his career, barring last season, those are Hall of Fame numbers. Now, it's hard to get, you know, kickers into the Hall of Fame, and it doesn't happen, you know, very often. Morton Anderson, I believe, was the last one to be elected. Adam Vinatieri was a first-time eligible last season and did make, you know, the final cut to seven, but then wasn't in the group of guys that got 80%. I would think Adam Vinatieri is going to get in at some point. I would think, based on everything that Justin Tucker has done, that he will get in at some point. And let's remember, by the time that this, if this is his last season, then he won't be eligible for 5 years. And, you know, things tend to go, you know, deeper into the memory bank. Everyone will always know what happened. But in my mind, that should not affect your Hall of Fame, you know, your Hall of Fame resume. So I would think it shouldn't. But then again, you never know what's in the back of the minds of, you know, 50 Hall of Fame selectors.
You know what's funny, Howard, is like right after the season, Eric DeCosta, and we played the cut to start the show. Eric said that, you know, we anticipate Justin Tucker being the kicker this fall. You know, we'll bring in competition, but we expect him to be the guy for next year and years after that. And then, boom, the allegations come about 10 days later, and then now it's a football decision. But they hadn't played any football since that
right.
Statement.
Yeah, no, that's true. You know, so, I mean, that's why I say, if these hadn't happened, I think it's a huge stretch to say that the Ravens would have made this decision that they made yesterday. It would be hard for anyone to be able to make that claim with a straight face. So obviously that had an impact. And of course, you can argue that on one level, it's not totally specifically that they believe that it's all true, but, you know, who knows when this is all going to come down. And is it coincidence that this happened right after the rookie minicamp this past weekend? And so, boom, there's another, you know, it's another timing aspect to it of what the Ravens decided to do. Now, my understanding is they're bringing in another undrafted free agent to provide competition in camp. Mm. And so I would guess, from you guys' standpoint and everybody, the media there, that will be very closely watched during training camp when these two guys get at it in practice and in preseason games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Howard, I was at rookie minicamp on Sunday, and I tell you what, Tyler Loop, everybody's watching Tyler Loop. Everybody's watching every kick, everything he does. You know, so it was, yeah, he is definitely going to be scrutinized every kick. And then when the preseason games, forget it. You know, if he misses one, it's going to be crazy. But I have a lot of faith and trust in Randy Brown, because Randy's done this for many years and he's brought in a lot of kickers. I think by the time it's all said and done, I'm hoping that, you know, he picked him, and I'm thinking that Loop's going to be okay.
You would think that that's the way it's trending. The one thing about kickers, though, and we all know this.
Oh, they're weird.
You can do well in practice and you can do well in preseason games, but the first time you're getting out there, you know, with a minute to go in the fourth quarter and you need a 45-yarder or whatever it is to tie the game, win the game, go ahead in the game, whatever it might be, all of a sudden that's a whole new world for these guys. Now, obviously, a lot of them, even young guys, they're able to do it. I mean, we saw that kid, Jake Bates, with the Lions, who wasn't getting opportunities. He kicked in the USFL. It was either USFL or UFL. And then the Lions decided to sign him, but you still don't know what's going to happen when they get out there in those crucial situations. And he came through big time last year for the Lions. And obviously we see a lot of kickers do that. Some don't. And so that's still going to be the question, no matter what precedes it. Once September rolls around, you're playing real games, then how will Tyler Loop do?
Hey, Howard, who's going to be the quarterback in Cleveland and Pittsburgh?
What a great question. I mean, I was thinking Cleveland, it's still going to be Joe Flacco, unless something crazy happens in training camp where he just isn't able to do the job. But, man, he just seems to be ageless in that respect. So I would still think, at least starting out, it's going to be Joe Flacco. In Pittsburgh, I mean, it's impossible to say it will be Aaron Rodgers because we just don't know how that's going to play out. In fact, I'm facing it right now. I'm a week away from production week for Lindy's magazine, and there's no way to know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be there or not. So we got to kind of write around it. And so if he's not, I mean, if he's there, he'll be the guy, barring injury. If he's not, you know, will it be Mason? You know, looks like, I guess, it'll be Mason Rudolph, which I don't know how that would give Steelers fans or even the Steelers. I mean, here's all this. We have confidence in Mason Rudolph. And I'm thinking, based on what? I mean, it's certainly not based on any, you know, long-term success. Yes, he's played some good games here and there, but we all know in the NFL, yeah, you know, you're always going to have a clunker here or there, no matter who you are. But doing it for 17 games consistently, doing it in the fourth quarter consistently, in games that are always close in the NFL, that's what separates the okay ones from the really good ones. And so I don't see how anybody can say right now that there's confidence in Mason Rudolph.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.